The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm very excited. Our first in-studio guest today is none other than Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch. Chris, you made an amazing point with regard to the awful, awful stories of the last few days here in America. You made a point about El Paso's not too far from
Juarez, Mexico, right
and
across
what should we know about Juarez, Mexico?
Well, as horrific and shocking as what happened in El Paso is, we need context. It's a horrific event. But right across the river in Juarez, since January, there have been 889 homicides.
Since January.
Since January. And so while we should absolutely be horrified and do everything we can with respect to our own security and safety in this country, I find it a little disconsolate to have legitimate concern here and you don't hear a peep about the 889 murders.
If it's about children, if it's about humans, surely it would be racist not to say that, well, those human beings are as important as Americans.
Somehow that...
But they're not.
That disconnects, doesn't it?
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, very curious.
Right? Well, you've done a lot of great work down on the border with Judicial Watch, and you've seen that this is a country on the edge of collapse, isn't it? I mean, that area...
It's a failed narco state. Let's not... You can say, oh, it has problems. It's failed.
Right.
And then likewise, look at Chicago. They had the most violent weekend of the year just this past
300
weekend.
Homicides this year in Chicago.
And if you look at shootings, I mean, the numbers are outrageous. There's just in the last couple of days, 64 people shot, 56 of whom wounded, 8 murdered. That's just Chicago.
So this is just selective virtue signaling. What we're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't discount the violence and the death. I mean, that.
No, but you've got to be consistent.
But exactly. The context is king.
Right.
What does it mean? Right. There's snapshot, anecdotal situations, horrific as they are. Right. What's the larger picture? What are we talking about? And when you isolate it and take it out of context and then attempt to hang it around the neck of the president, it's outrageously dishonest.
And also counterproductive and doesn't change anything.
Correct.
I invited you here to talk about the main mission of Judicial Watch, which is to fight government corruption. You said context is king. I completely agree. For those who are just lost in all the stories, all the characters of the last 3 years, all the code names, Operation Crossfire Hurricane, in just a few minutes, can you summarize for us what is the big picture here? What happened at the end of the election in 16 and afterwards that Americans need to see crystal clear?
Well, it's actually even leading up to the election.
Yes.
So a handful of persons in the Department of Justice and the FBI engaged in a seditious conspiracy to undermine and infiltrate the campaign of Donald Trump and then carry that forward to both destabilize the transition and then actively undermine the Trump administration in the early days. And they did so using a counterintelligence investigation as the vehicle, as the device.
Not a criminal one, a counterintelligence
one. Well, that's a thing I'll argue with people over. Counterintelligence investigations are criminal investigations. It's 18 U.S.C. It's the same. It's a criminal code that all the espionage acts are under. But what they do is they leveraged a foreign counterintelligence event, and that would be the whole Mifsud... Steph Halper,
right.
Papadopoulos, Carter Page, blah, blah. And the FBI deliberately manufactured that event in the UK, which is the friendliest overseas operating environment for the FBI. And they set that in motion in the UK so that they could then import back into the US a foreign counterintelligence event or situation. And that then lets them run wild.
Because it's harder to set that up here.
Well,
right?
In fact, there's a prohibition on setting it up here. There's something, this is way down in the weeds, but there's an executive order 12333, section 209, which talks about that there's a prohibition on undisclosed participation in U.S. organizations in the United States. the FBI can't run a penetration operation.
They can't pretend
against
to,
a political party,
right.
And that goes all the way back to the 60s.
Church,
but,
right.
But the reason for that is they had to have a foreign event, call it a counterintelligence investigation, then bring it
use
back
that
into
as
the
a
US,
pretext,
and then they run wild. And that's exactly what they did, and they did it very deliberately because the alternative was to get a letter from Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying, okay, go ahead, penetrate the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
And there's no way they didn't want a piece of paper like that floating around.
How does Robert Mueller and the last 2.5 years fit into that, Chris Farrell?
Well, I think the question is, how does Weissman fit into it? I think
how does the guy who ran the Mueller investigation, Weissman, fit
right.
into
So Mueller is the figurehead. He's this sort of, you know, eminence grease who's trotted out as
the cover.
Correct. Right. But it's Weissman and a collection of folks.
Buddies of Hillary.
Correct. And they're all the operatives who are trying to advance the story. And what's really pathetic is you have a guy who's falsely accused named Donald Trump. He's fed up and aggravated by being lied about.
As any normal American would be.
Yeah, it's a great word, calumny. It's an old word,
yes.
But it's a good word.
Hard to pronounce, but important.
False swearing to destroy someone's reputation. He's fed up with that, and he fights back and says, no, this is garbage. You're lying about me. Knock it off. And fighting back and saying, knock it off, they twist
into
Stalinist
obstruction.
Technique. Correct.
Right.
And that's the big lie.
I've never seen an IG report really change anything. It's a lot of pablum and boilerplate to cover up things that they want to cover up. But the real actor now we need to be focused on is U.S. Attorney Durham, correct?
Correct. I mean, the Department of the Inspector General's office is normally a Department of Cover-Ups. I jokingly, not really jokingly, sadly say that the IG is where the truth goes to die. That's normally what happens. He writes a report that's really an administrative review of the organization's internal operations.
Yeah.
It's administrative. It's not a criminal document.
Right.
And so it's not written in that way. It's written to, you know, mistakes were made, passive voice type of language. There could be stuff in there that's good, but anybody who's hanging their hat on it and saying, oh, boy, this is going to be the big ta-da. No, it's not. I think the big ta-da, if you're going to
the potential ta-da,
the potential one is with Mr. Durham, because he's got a track record in Boston knocking down the FBI's Whitey Bulger nightmare. He's not afraid of the FBI, which some USAs are. And so I think that the thrust or the effort is really with Mr. Durham. We'll see what comes out of that.
And when we want a big ta-da, that means a grand jury. That
correct.
Means charges.
And
nothing short of that really matters.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
You need a grand jury, need indictments, need people to go to trial. Everything else is hot air.
Now, you're a former military intelligence professional. You know how catching bad guys and putting them behind bars works.
Correct.
What is the where does the wise prosecutor begin? Where does the wise investigator begin? Is it getting the key slightly lower level actors, not the principals, but the Peter Strokes? Is it getting them on things that are incontrovertible and then building it around that? Give us the perspective from the person building a case.
Right. So start with the elements of the crime, right? Because you have got to satisfy the elements of the crime.
Right.
If you're not, you're wasting your time. So that's number one. What are the objectives? And it's laid out in very clear language. They know. They have to have a reasonable belief that they're going to achieve that, or don't even bother wasting your time. Once you've established, once you know exactly what you're going for with respect to the elements of the crime, then you go back, and there's already a ton of stuff on the record, thank goodness. And Frank, I'll brag a little bit, the ton of the stuff that's on the record is really because of
judicial watch, right.
Because we've litigated, we use civil discovery as a means to build or establish evidence, facts, documents, records. And then you say, okay, well, you know, who do we know is dead in the water, and can they be leaned on?
Right, but you don't go in saying, aha, who are going to be charged with sedition?
No.
You go in with who lied on an XYZ,
correct.
Right?
It's an incremental buildup. And
so where do we begin? Who are the people you begin with,
well,
do you think?
I mean, McCabe, Strzok, Page, you know, probably I think the most malleable of them all right now would probably be Page. She's an attorney by training. She knows what happened. She knows the kind of hot water she's in. The demeanor and behavior of Strzok and McCabe is remarkably arrogant.
Yes.
And that's part of the disease of being an FBI special agent, unfortunately. They get this kind of arrogant swagger that, what are you going to do to me? Well, I got a little news of what we're going to do to you, right?
What about Bruce Orr?
Bruce Orr is really in a tight fix because there's
an... Because I bumped into him at the grocery store, and he does not look like a comfortable man.
I'm sure he's not. And there's also, realized with him, there's also an emotional component, right? You have to look at motive here. His wife, yes. Nellie Orr, is the Fusion GPS actor. And so it's not just, oh, I did some bad stuff and I may hang for it. For him, he may hang for it and his spouse. And so there's a broader impact there, right? There's sort of a family-wide, you know.
Which is what they did to Mike Flynn.
Correct.
They tried to, they say, you better take cop this on a false statement to a federal agent or we're going after your son.
Right. And he says, look, whatever he did or didn't do or how much or how bad, I don't believe any of it. I think Mike Flynn is an honorable guy. Right. He may have made an honest mistake, but there's a difference between an honest mistake and criminal conduct.
Right.
But when they go to squeeze your kid, it changes the dynamics radically.
Wow. So let us hope that these people know what they're doing. One of them has a reputation for standing up to corruption, and we must be grateful that it's not just the government, it's not just the U.S. attorney here and a new AG there. It is in large part thanks to the work of people like Chris Farrell, Tom Fitton, and Judicial Watch. Keep doing what you do. Chris, thank you for joining us here on America First.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.